my home. This is Monk Aaron, and I'm speaking about my home. Yesterday, Stefan, who was here for a week on visit, he was actually asked to give a talk, and we gave him a couple of subjects, and one of the subjects was my home. But he didn't feel like talking about it. He rather talked about girls. And so I was thinking, that's actually a good topic, my home. Mm-hmm. My home. I have had, casually counting, probably 30 homes, which were houses I lived in. And every house I lived in was absolutely different one from the other. Now, my first home, I remember I furnished myself, and I believed I furnished myself, and I really did not, because now in my meditation I was thinking about it. That was when I got married and we had our own house. And all the furniture which were in the house were practically coming from my home. And my friends, when they came to visit me, later on they told me, they didn't tell me at that time, they thought, these furniture, they don't fit with you. They didn't fit with you. Because this furniture which I had in my living room were the furniture my grandmother had made for my parents, and they were beautiful, they were handmade, and they were quality, and as a child I really liked them, and I always said at that time, when I get married I want them. And so they were divided, the living room and the office. There were two rooms which were fitting together, one for my sister and one for me. And naturally, the whole show was over, because these two rooms, they fitted so beautiful together as an open room, one to the others, and they looked beautiful at home. But once they were divided, none of the rooms were anymore that what it was when I was a child. This is what we do sometimes. We think we furnish our home, our house, with things which we receive or which we have liked or we liked in the past. And then when we are honest with ourselves, or when I was honest with myself, I did not feel comfortable. Well, the next house then I furnished was a big, huge apartment in Bregenzona. And looking back, it was also not my taste totally, because there was the architect we hired and paid very well, who had most of the influence in the whole furnishing and in the whole house. So finally, what is my perfect home? What has been my perfect home? In all the houses I lived, if I hired them, or if I was just hiring a room, what made it my home? What gave it my personality? What gave it my coziness or comfort at all? Even here on the campus at the Absolute Monastery, I now have lived in different houses, and I had a two-floor house, and I had a small house, and I have now the huge embassy with different houses. What is the feeling I have in all these homes I call my home? Do I let the light which is really inside of me shine and make my home cozy and bright? Do I open the windows and let the sun come out and open the door and feel free? Or do I let myself close up from the walls which are around me? what do I do with my home? What is really my home? I was thinking, there was one time I came on visit to the campus, and we were at that time living in trailers. And all what I had as a personal place was a bed, a bunk bed. And the bunk bed down was sleeping my son, who was on visit, who came too, and up, and on the upper part I was sleeping. And I remember whenever I climbed up in the evening and I had just a sleeping bag I cuddled in, it was my home. It was all, I had felt all wonderful in it. And when I think about it, what really makes a home comfortable is when I feel comfortable within myself. I can have the most beautiful house, and let's think about it. We have seen houses when we go to friends or on visit, beautiful houses, and naturally we say, oh, I would never have furnished this like this, or there was coldness, or there is warmth in, even in a tiny house, but there was their personality, there were their vibrations, their love to themselves was expressed in their house, in their home. And my home is really, we say, wherever you put your head, that is where your home is. And it's true. We don't need a big house. We don't need anything, but the real home is when I feel comfortable within myself, when I like myself. And I can say from the depths of my heart, I'm a wonderful person and I'm a worthwhile person and I can have anything I want. And then all the homes in the world, all the houses in the world are available, but I might not even be interested in a big house. I like the warm water and I like my little swimming pool where I can swim in and lay down my head and sleep. I like a fireplace, I like it. But the warmth of the fireplace is not coming from the fire. It's coming from my attitude, which I give into the day. What I believe about myself, what I believe about my creation, what I believe about my world. So let's really think, what is my home? And I can close the curtains and close myself up in a home, in my inner self, or I can open the curtains and the windows and the doors and let the sun come out of my heart and say, hey, my home is my heart, my inner self, my inner being, my attitude, my illumined mind, who I really am. And most of the homes I had, I really didn't furnish it for myself. I furnished it for friends, for visitors, thinking, oh, I will have big parties. But the best party I can have, I can dance within myself and I say, I like me. I have the greatest relationship with myself and with living in a perfect home, in my perfect house. So what is my home? My home is my attitude. My home is who I am and what I like about myself, and that I have warmth and love and harmony and peace of mind to cuddle in my home and love my home. And so it is.